Chatterbox. Welcome to Chatterbox, the podcast you decide which topics we talk about. And just like every week, I was looking through all of your email suggestions and noticed many of you guys want me to talk about a topic that has been discussed a lot lately, Generation Z and their addiction to social media. Just to give you an idea which generation we are talking about, Generation Z is the latest generation that started in 2000. You know, the ones who constantly look at their smartphones. I'm sure you've seen them somewhere. Anyway, during my research, I stumbled across a video of 16-year-old stand-up comedian Clara Burichter, who talks about problems of Generation Z. Take a listen.
My parents are very old. They're in their 40s now. And they always tell me, your generation is great. You don't know how hard it was for us when we were kids. Why can't you be more like we were? Maybe because the crap you did is illegal now? I can't walk to 7-Eleven and buy my grandparents cigarettes. I didn't have an iPhone for a long time. All I had was a flip phone. When I bike, I have to wear half a bowling ball on my head because safety is a thing now.
I personally still think the biggest struggle for Generation Z is to choose an appropriate Instagram filter for the day. But seriously, there seem to be a lot of struggles for kids and teens these days, and I am glad we actually have Clara herself in the studio to talk about this topic. Hi Clara, nice having you.
Hi, thank you, I'm glad to be here.
Will you survive this interview without your smartphone?
I don't have a choice.
So, I mean, you're obviously making fun of your generation, but there are indeed struggles you guys must face on a daily basis. What I want to discuss with you today are the differences in your generation, especially with internet and social media. What I observed myself is that body shaming and self-hate seems to increase through Instagram, etc. What do you think about this, and do you use Instagram?
Yes, of course I use it. Everyone does.
Obviously.
I agree that Instagram can be dangerous, especially for young people. I mean, just look at the amount of Instagram stories that are posted every day. I could spend a whole day watching what great things my friends are doing. I try not to compare myself to others, but of course I look at other girls' pictures and feel jealous because they are skinnier or prettier or whatever.
So it is basically the self-comparison that makes you feel depressed?
Yes, but not only that. There's this constant pressure of posting new pictures and trying to create the image of a perfect life. I see my friends traveling to amazing places during summer holidays and I am staying home studying for 11th grade. It just doesn't seem fair. There are no weaknesses or flaws shown, but I would never post them either.
And I see that this must be a lot of pressure. You know, it's interesting because I've never thought about this. I grew up in the 80s, we were just living the moment, knocking on our friends' doors, and never knew where they were. It was crazy, which does not mean we didn't compare each other's styles or adventures. We did, in school, constantly, but it never went any further.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I grew up with this kind of technology, so I don't know any difference. But sometimes my mom and I talk about this generation gap too. And she so often tells me she wished they had the technology to stay in touch with so many people from different places back then.
Oh, most definitely. I have friends on Facebook that live in other parts of the world, and I can just hit the chat button to instantly reach out to them.
Yeah, that's definitely an advantage. But then again, many people forget that being constantly available is also a big issue for a generation. I mean, you know, I have this part-time job as a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And I feel like I need to be available through texts and calls all the time because I could miss something. And it's not just because of gigs, it's also because of school. We have these Facebook groups or online forums where teachers can give us exercises at any time they want. There's just no time off.
Man, this sounds stressful. I feel like your generation does not live in reality. You are on your phone all the time and do not communicate in real life anymore. I've done a little research and found that 95% of people in Germany your age own a smartphone, and even 67% of the 10-year-olds do. Do you agree that smartphones are like the drugs of your generation?
Yeah, we're all addicted to our smartphones because we must. If you don't, you'll miss out. I barely speak to most of my friends in person. We just text each other on Facebook or WhatsApp, and it's hard to meet new people in real life. The other day I wanted to talk to a cute boy from my school on the bus, but I couldn't even have a real conversation with him because he was constantly looking at his phone and had his headphones on. That sucks.
How rude! Well, maybe he was on Tinder.
Maybe.
So this is also a big issue for your generation, right? When I want to get to know a guy, I just go into a bar or something and all you guys do is swipe left or right.
Yeah, but I think it's actually really cool that you can get to know people without even getting off the couch.
But is it real then? I feel like you can just build casual and no long-term relationships on those apps.
I think you can find both. I know people who met their spouse on Tinder.
You do? That's amazing. I mean, if I think about it, dating portals have been over the internet for a long time. It just expanded. And talking about expansions, I see our time is running out. So Clara, let me just ask one more thing.
Sure, go ahead.
Will you promote this interview on your Instagram?
If you promote this interview to your real life friends?
It's a deal. Clara Burichter, everyone. Thanks for being here.
Chatterbox, Chatterbox. Chatterbox.